So hello and welcome to another episode of Talk Smart. And today I would like to explain why hot water freezes faster than cold water when you put it into a freezer. Now, how is this possible? Well, listen to find out. Well, of course, this episode is about the area of knowledge, science, natural science. And I would like to specifically talk about the so-called control of variables and why sometimes things might not always be like the way that they might seem to be. This is called the Mpemba effect, and this is a very counterintuitive observation, and it's a paradox. It is the observation that under certain circumstances, hot water freezes faster than cold water. And the effect is named according to a Tanzanian high school student, Erasto B. Mpemba, who discovered the effect while making ice cream. This was back in 1963. Aristoteles already described the effect already 300 BC, so it's really not a completely new discovery. The effect occurs only under certain circumstances. So you put a glass of hot water into the freezer next to a glass of cold water. And if the conditions are right, then the hot water will have turned to ice before the cold water. The actual causes of this effect are not fully understood, and there seem to be a number of factors responsible, however. This effect will only work for certain temperatures. Now, if you place water with 99 degrees centigrade, this is almost boiling when we're using the metric system. If you place water with 99 degrees next to a glass of water with 1 degree centigrade, then the 1 degree water will, of course, freeze faster. But at other temperatures, the issues are different. Now let's assume that 30 degrees centigrade water takes, let's say, 30 minutes to freeze. And let's also assume that the glass containing 70 degree water takes 20 minutes to cool down to 30 degrees, which is the starting temperature of the first glass. We would conclude that it takes the 70 degree water a total of 50 minutes, which is 20 minutes plus 30 minutes to freeze. This is not what we observe, however. And yes, the volume of the water is initially the same for both. The shape and material of the container are also the same. So why does the hot water freeze faster? Well, we may now not even need experiments to determine possible causes for this observation. Most people assume that the difference in temperature of the water is the only variable. But if the observations don't fit and there are no errors in the method, then we need to question our assumptions. And in our case, we have to question the assumption that the only difference in the two water containers is the temperature. We have to look for other differences that may be responsible for the faster cooling of the initially hot water. Now close your eyes and imagine two glasses of water standing in front of you, one hot and one cold. The hot water is steaming. The hot water loses volume due to faster evaporation. Water with less volume will cool down faster. And as the water starts to freeze, the volume will increase again. Ice is less dense than the liquid water. We would actually see volume increase in the glass and would not notice the loss. There are, however, several other reasons involved as well. The loss of volume of the water actually changes the concentration of minerals in the water. The glass with some evaporated water will have a slightly higher mineral concentration than the glass with the original volume. The salts in the water will not evaporate out. Now, I know that the higher concentration of salt actually lowers the freezing temperature. That's why we put salt on the roads during winter to prevent ice. So in my view, the higher mineral concentration would actually have the opposite effect. But maybe the cooling due to the loss of volume overcompensates the higher mineral concentration. Well, I honestly don't know. And there are yet other factors that I would like to mention. The next time when we heat water, closely observe the pot. You will see many small bubbles forming before the water actually starts to boil. Now, these bubbles are dissolved gases in the water. The heating of the water removes these dissolved gases. And the heating process actually changes the composition of the water as well. The two glasses therefore do not contain the same water anymore. It is interesting to note that water that contains dissolved gases does indeed freeze at a lower temperature, but the temperature difference is very small. It will not contribute much to the Mpemba effect. Well, I summarize now to keep an overview. The two glasses of water are different not only in temperature, but also in volume due to evaporation, and they differ in mineral concentration, and also in the concentration of dissolved gases. There are still other differences as well. The hot water does not cool evenly. The water close to the surface will cool faster than the water in the center. The hot water will tend to rise, while the cold water will move to the bottom of the glass. There are so-called convection currents. We know that warm air rises due to lower density, and a similar effect is possible with liquids. Essentially, the hot water is stirring itself during the cooling process. And this movement will cause a better mixing of the water, and it will therefore cool down faster. I would guess that the sum of all of these effects is rather small, and it is difficult to imagine how they can have such a large influence. And as Aristotle once said, the whole is more than the sum of its parts. We do not know how these individual effects interact with each other to produce the observed result. Maybe additional unknown variables are generated by the interaction of these known variables. Well, I did not tell you yet my favorite variable. I am saving this one for the very end. When you place a hot glass of water into the freezer, then the hot glass will melt the ice beneath it a little bit. The cold water will, of course, not do that to the same extent. The melting of the ice will form a thin film of water between the floor of the freezer and the glass of hot water. And the glass is now in much better contact with the cold floor of the freezer. In other words, the water film improves the thermal contact between the glass and the freezer. This glass is therefore capable of cooling down much faster, and the hot glass of water has changed its own environment. So what do we learn from all that? We have to be careful when designing experiments. We should only change one variable at a time. We all agree on that. But sometimes we change more than one variable without knowing it. Just by heating the water, we have changed volume, mineral concentration, gas concentration, water movement, and the thermal contact with the freezer. And this can lead us to the wrong conclusions. And I would like to conclude now with a short quote from William Hazlitt. He lived from 1778 to 1830. He was an English essayist. He said, "Science is the desire to know causes." So now at the very end, a few questions for discussion. The purpose of conducting experiments in an idealized laboratory situation is to increase the control of variables. And now I claim, however, that the more the experiment is moved into a laboratory environment, the less it will be characteristic of a real-life observation. Now, to what extent do you agree or disagree with that? And the second question is, how can we ever be certain that we've identified all of the variables that influence the outcome of an experiment? How do we know? Okay, again, a little bit food for thought. I wish you all the best, and of course, see you around next time. Bye-bye.